T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dr. David Chow, 17 years as an NFL team physician. He was with Lowe in San Diego. He's joining Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Dr. Chow, first of all, thank you so much for your time. You're just out of surgery. Was there a Junior Mint incident by any chance?
Not yet. Not today.
First time, I'd imagine you heard that one, right?
Actually, yeah, it's relatively original recently.
All right, so let's jump in to Kevin Durant. This is a grade 2 MCL sprain with a tibia bone bruise. Break that down for us, the significance of a timeline moving forward to when he could possibly return to the court and feel good about it.
Well, I think the first thing is that Warriors fans should feel lucky that, it could have been worse. It could have been an ACL tear. So this isn't the worst news in the world. Of course, it's not good news either. The grade 2 MCL is considered a moderate MCL sprain. And the MCL stands for medial collateral ligament in your knee, stabilizes the inside of your knee, and helps you to be able to cut especially. And so that typically depends on healing time, depends on whether it's a low grade 2 or high grade 2. But for a basketball player, is easily 4 to 6 weeks period of time to be effective. The bone bruise is a little trickier. It depends on the extent of the bone bruise. Is this a bone bruise where there's actually a small crack in the bone, or is it a smaller bone bruise? But statistically, bone bruises are typically a good 6 weeks to be safe for return. So really, the bone bruise is probably potentially the worst problem over the MCL.
Doc, doing this 6 weeks and 4 weeks of rehab, how extensive is it, and how much, you know, what kind of workload would this young man be able to handle during that 4 to 6 weeks of recovery?
Well, I'm sure the Warriors staff will have him in shape and going. There's a lot of things that you can do to not stress the bone. The MCL, as you know, Lowe, and you've had him before, basically you can start early on with rehab in a linear plane, just not side to side. The bone bruise, you have to be more careful about putting weight on it, because you want the bone bruise to have a chance to heal and not progress. So I would imagine he'll have a lot of non-weight-bearing work in the water, aqua training, etc. There's some new technology called blood flow modification, KAATSU, KAATSU, where you can do a lot of work without putting a lot of weight on it. And of course he'll start to slowly progress to the partial weight-bearing jogging treadmills, etc.
So that blood flow modification therapy, is that basically to promote the healing in ways that microfracture surgery does for the head of the humerus in that surgery?
Well, you know, it does have to do with blood flow, but blood flow to the extremity, it's non-surgical. It's essentially a medical specialized tourniquet-type device to help increase vascular flow to the lower extremity and to keep your muscles in shape. There was a big ESPN profile on it talking how Dwight Howard uses that technology regularly because he can't pound on his knees. He can't get through 82 games and pound on his knees with rehab. So he does the rehab essentially with very light weights, low stress on the joint, using the blood flow modification devices, and then can get through his 82-game season.
Dr. David Chow spent 17 years as an NFL team physician with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Roughly 11 weeks from today, the Western Conference Finals will start. Based on what you saw with the Durant injury and what you've learned since, in 11 weeks, what kind of condition will he be in?
Well, I think he'll be in reasonable condition. At this point in time, I have not examined Kevin Durant. I don't know the extent of the grade 2 MCL or the bone bruise, but I think it's unlikely that he'll play again in the regular season, but it is likely he'll be ready for the later part of the playoffs. You know, the sort of Mendoza line is maybe the beginning of the playoffs, how good he might be. That probably would be the earliest he could come back, looking at it from afar. Some people on Twitter have quoted an article I wrote on Ben Roethlisberger's grade 2 MCL and bone bruise from a season and a half ago. And his return was going to be quicker than this because it is harder for a basketball player like Kevin Durant to play the sport than it is for a quarterback in terms of the amount of running, jumping, cutting that you have to do in the NBA versus the NFL at the quarterback position. So that's why it's going to probably be at least that 6 weeks.
So from a movement standpoint, the thing that will be the toughest for Kevin Durant will be the side-to-side lateral as well as the jumping and going up and down?
Well, the side-to-side lateral is related to the MCL sprain, but the jumping and landing and the impact is really from the bone bruise. And that's the one that I think is that his doctors will be more worried about than the MCL. The MCL heals pretty reliably. It's really the bone bruise timetable that will dictate his return timeline.
Doc Chow, when you're talking about KD and his return, how much is going to be predicated on how quick they get the swelling out? And is it going to be a matter of, like you used to tell us, how much pain can he tolerate, especially with the bone bruise itself?
Well, there's a lot of factors in recovery, Lo, as you know. And one thing I want to point out is, you know, even if we're throwing around a six-week or eight-week number, it's not like at 5 days and 6 weeks he can't play basketball, and magically on the at the six-week mark he's 100%. You know, recovery is always more like a slow sunrise than a light switch. You just don't flip it on. It's gradual in nature. And there's sometimes injuries that's just a matter of what you can play through, and sometimes there are injuries that you can make worse in terms of safety. And bone bruise is one of those. He might actually feel better before the doctors let him go, because you can't afford to make that bone bruise worse and have long-term consequences. For example, the catastrophe would be if the overlying articular cartilage started to die out from coming back too soon. That would have long-term implications. If the bone bruise can be treated properly in the MCL, this should not have any long-term implications. And I'm sure KD, his team, and the Warriors and the medical staff want to keep it that way, limited where it will not affect him long-term.
Doc Chow, it's a great breakdown. One more before we let you go. Your time with Lorenzo Neal, I don't want you to violate your doctor-patient privilege, but he comes across as a pretty tough guy here in the studio. Just how tough was he recovering from injury in your time with Lorenzo Neal?
Lolo was pretty tough. I mean, I can tell you he returned from a lower leg fracture in about 4 weeks and a bona fide displaced fracture. He was a tough guy. You know, as tough as he was, and I have to give it to him, he was very tough. But I think you guys realize this. He did talk a better game than his toughness.
Wow, Doc. That is true.
But that's saying a lot, because he talks a lot. So yeah. I'm giving him props right
Damn,
now.
Damn, Doc. I thought I was your guy.
Oh, that's great. Good
that
old backhanded compliment from Dr. Chow.
An outstanding interview. Dr. Chow, listen, thank you. We know how busy you can be. Thank you for spending some time with us today. That was really helpful in terms of Durant. Take care. Tell the family we said hello, and we look forward to catching up again soon.
Thanks, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.